I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A key state House committee is giving the go-ahead to a bill that would raise taxes and fees on Vermonters by $48 million next year. Democratic leaders say they need the money to balance the state budget. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics of the plan say lawmakers should be cutting the budget instead.
Perhaps the most controversial element of the revenue plan affects businesses whose employees either aren't insured or whose insurance plans are subsidized by the state. Companies in that situation already pay about $600 a year per employee under what's known as the employer assessment. The House proposal would increase that fee to as much as $1,000 annually and raise an additional $8 million a year. Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Ways and Means. Ansel says that when companies don't provide insurance benefits, the state often ends up picking up the tab through programs like Medicaid. Since money from the increased assessment will be used to pay for the Medicaid shortfall, Ansel says affected businesses will be getting a benefit.
They have the advantage of having employees who get health care.
Dan Barlow is the public policy manager at Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. Barlow says most of his organization's member businesses provide employee health plans. But he says the high cost of those plans is driven in part by the fact that private policyholders are shouldering a portion of Medicaid costs.
You know, it's frustrating for my businesses to take this seriously, to have this huge cost on their payroll, and then realize part of that cost is also subsidizing competitors who aren't paying for employee health insurance.
Warren Representative Adam Gresham, however, says the proposal does nothing to encourage the kind of behavior lawmakers are supposedly seeking to promote. Gresham says the increased assessment won't compel businesses to suddenly provide employee benefits.
Instead, it is a penalty on employers who hire uncovered workers, and it acts as a disincentive for employers to hire workers who do not have health care coverage or who are covered through some publicly subsidized program.
In addition to being a member of the House Committee on Ways and Means, Gresham is a co-owner of Sugarbush Resort, and he says his own business will be affected significantly by the plan. He says that businesses like his that rely heavily on a part-time workforce have no means at their disposal to avoid the employer assessment.
We do not have a product, and there does not exist a product, to offer health insurance to part-time workers, to people, for example, who might work 10 hours a week stocking shelves.
The largest component of the revenue plan calls for an increase in mutual fund license fees that's expected to raise about $21 million a year. It also raises $2 million through an increase in the bank franchise tax and $1 million a year by requiring people who rent property through sites like Airbnb to pay rooms taxes. The plan also raises the gross receipts tax on many home heating fuels to support weatherization projects in low-income households. Dorset Representative Patty Comline says there's no reason lawmakers need to raise new taxes in 2016.
We give out over $300 million in grants every year in the state, and I would say we could look at that and ask agencies to prioritize those. There are places that we can make these decisions that are not painful to people.
The House is expected to debate the revenue plan next week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.